Thanks, Vinny. First out this week, we must send our thoughts to the family of the stuntman who died on Friday on the set of Expendables 2, while two other stuntmen, both thought to be Chinese, were also badly injured filming in Bulgaria. An explosion occurred on the set near the capital city of Sofia. We had Following the Nerd are very sad to hear this news, and our thoughts are with all their families. In other news, the legendary Albert Finney is now confirmed as having joined the cast for the next Bond movie. The Miller's Crossing star is joining Daniel Craig in his third inning as 007 and will co-star with Ralph Fiennes, Javier Bardem, Naomi Harris and Judi Dench. We're definitely hoping for more of a Casino Royale than a Quantum of Solace this time around. The movie will be released in 2012 and will be directed by American Beauty Sam Mendes. This week brought both ecstasy and agony for Batman fans as Arkham City broke all gaming records and is receiving rave reviews across the board. The game sees all of Batman's enemies taking over not just the asylum but the whole of Gotham City, led by former second tier villain Hugo Strange. We haven't played it yet, but the request has gone out to Santa. The agony came for fans, however, when Mark Hamill, yes Luke Skywalker himself, announced his retirement from playing the Joker in the games and animated Batman universe. The actor voiced the Joker since 1992 in almost all of his game and cartoon incarnations, and is arguably more synonymous with the character to the fans than even Nicholson or Ledger. We're going to miss that voice on our small screens. Roland Emmerich has said the scripts for two sequels to Independence Day are now being worked on as we speak, and to hold tight, as something will be happening soon. Do we really expect us to ever see the light of day? It's always been something of an anomaly how there hasn't been a sequel to ID4 which was hugely successful. While we welcome this news, we take it with a pinch of salt, as it could be more likely that this gets targeted for the dreaded remake before it ever gets a sequel.
This is the chopper!
While promoting Tintin, Steven Spielberg has been talking Jurassic Park 4 and Indiana Jones 5, and confirms that both are in the works. Jurassic Park is currently being written by Thor and I Am Legend's Mark Bertozovich. We have a very good story. We have a better story for 4 than we ever had for 3, defended Spielberg. On the indie front, he said the story details are sketchy, but he did confirm that they are in George Lucas's hand and, as creator of the series, Lucas has full control. Big news this week for Stephen King fans as producer Brian Grazer has said he is confident that King's epic Dark Tower series will finally see the light of day, now that they have managed to cut $45 million off the budget. Grazer has told MTV that they are now attached to HBO for the TV series part of the project. The 7, soon to be 8, book series will be told in the form of a proposed 3 movie and several TV seasons. The Dark Tower, being handled by the people that brought us Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones and True Blood? Yes, please. This means it'll be gritty, unflinching, and it means that we in FTN are already a little bit more optimistic about Roland's journey to the Dark Tower. Long days and pleasant nights indeed.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
And finally, for anyone near Belfast this festive season, Following the Nerd went to see Ghostbusters this weekend at Storm Cinema in the Odyssey. And we have to say, 27 years later, it holds up just as well on the big screen as it did back in 84. It's a damn near perfect movie, and we can't recommend it enough. Well, that's it. Don't forget to find us at www.facebook.com/followingthenerd or tweet us @nerdfalling. Have a happy Halloween, folks, and remember, you nerded here first.